Hello.
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. I'm returning your card that was placed in our callback list. May I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand who this is.
My name is Jasmine. I'm a third-party customer service representative that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors. I'm returning your card that was placed in our callback list. May I please have your zip code?
You know what's happening, ma'am, is something is interfering with your voice and it's breaking up.
Okay, my name is Jasmine. I'm returning your call that was placed in our callback list. May I please have your zip code?
95603.
Okay, and what is your first and last name?
Roberta Hill.
Thank you, and verify your address as well for me.
111 Canyon Court, Auburn, California.
Thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you placed an order for the smartwatch. How can I help you?
Sorry.
I see that you placed an order for a smartwatch. How can I help you?
A smartwatch? No, I didn't.
It shows that the order was placed on August the 29th for shipping and handling of $6.95.
No, I did not order a smartwatch. I found a charge on my card from my bank account for $59.95 that I didn't recognize, and I did not order a smartwatch.
Okay, what I have to do is get you connected over to our fraud department. Just allow me one moment.
I'm sorry. I'm going to call my bank and have this taken off of my bank account. I'll put in a claim.
Okay, well, ma'am, being that you're stating that you did not place the order for the products, it will still need to go into fraud investigation on our end, being that you're stating that you did not place this order yourself. Just allow me one moment.
Who?
Fraud
Walmart?
investig fraud, fraud, fraud investigation.
Yeah.
One moment.